service now because I didn't practice. I forgot that it's my turn this morning. But I'm happy anyhow. This is a text that came to me through a meditation teacher. He shared it with me, and I read it while I was on my way to the airport, I think at 4 o'clock in the morning. And being so tired and kind of in the whirl of life, I read this and it was like, just beautiful thing that came to me, so I would like to share it. That's from a Sufi teacher. His name is Elias Amidon, or Amidon. The title is, oh, imagine this scene. You've been visiting a friend who has a cabin near a lake. It's 2 a.m. And not being able to sleep, you wander down to the lake in the dark. No one is around. You walk to the end of the dock that extends out into the lake. Daring yourself, you take off your clothes and stand there in the blackness. The night sky is cloud covered and dark, no stars. Your body is dark, and the water below is dark. The darkness is cool on your skin. You want to dive forward into the air and the dark water, but you are afraid. Even the feelings of your fear is dark. As you hesitate there, your whole life seems to be compressed into this moment. The way it has felt all these years to be a self, yourself, alone in the midst of what's out there and what comes next. It's been this way for as long as you can remember. The sense of being you in here, confronting the it out there. The darkness becomes so intense, you withdraw from it into the only safe place you know, yourself. But now, with a shock, you feel yourself is just as dark as everything around you. There's no safe place, no refuge. The darkness goes all the way through. At that moment, you give up. You stop caring about being safe or not being safe. What the hell? Without planning or thinking, you dive into the darkness. Suddenly, the intensity of the darkness is overtaken by a silence that is even more intense. Your body, stretching forward in a perfect arc, is enwrapped in silence. For that brief moment, suspended over the dark water, the passage of time stops. The silence reveals itself to be without beginning or end, or to have any duration. It goes right through you. You are silence. And then the world erupts into a crashing, splashing roar of cold water, bubbles and light flashes churning in the silence that doesn't move. The coincidence of timeless silence with the coitus of body and water snap the last thread of your old separateness, and as your head surfaces, you shout, oh! Oh is the best of all words, nearly pre-verbal, nearly without meaning. It is the spontaneous sound of mystic surprise. It is the sound of humility and honor, of welcome, surrender and awe all at once. It is the sound of the nude soul opening into its whole light. When Sufis invoke names sacred to them, they say Ya, which is their way of saying, Oh, Yahai, Oh, alive, Ya Fatah, Oh, openness. Or as Mechthild of Magdeburg sang in her prayers, Oh, burning mountain, Oh, chosen sun, Oh, perfect moon, Oh, fathomless well, Oh, unattainable height, Oh, clearness beyond measure, Oh, wisdom without end, Oh, mercy without limit. It is a sound that fits great choirs of angels in their praise, and a sound that lovers tell no one else. At the moment of our death, it may be our last sound. Oh. Could, oh, almost also be our most intimate spiritual practice? Could we let it voice the surprise of our hearts as we wake in the morning, or turn a corner, or see the light in a passing face, or when we hear the news of a plane crash or a bomb going off, and wish to offer something to the dying ones? Oh, the sound doesn't even have to be spoken, because before it is a sound, it is a silence as big as the sky. A silent, blissful, transparent now, ever surprising us with what we are.
Description of the nature, and it immediately connected me to sleeping in a tent here in the middle of the Pacific Wood. And I noticed sleeping there and staying there at night with the wind and the thunder and lightning and the rain we've had, I feel so naked, so raw, so vulnerable lying there. It was I could really feel the sense of being undefended and exposed and mingled with nature, and also the sense of what to do with it. I can either surrender to it or I can try to do things to not feel it. And it's been a beautiful experience to me too.
I'm deeply touched by the variety of the sound. Oh, it's so connecting, because it is in so many ways to use the ways you describe in the text. And it reminds me to a special situation where I really experienced it, and this is alive in me now. Last year my sister-in-law died, and I was with her in that moment, and it was something like an owl, what she said. And I'm grateful that you shared this text. Thank you.
became aware of sound, oh, that we might say you're here in so many contexts. Oh, I want to listen for that quality of silence and sound in the old beauty of that.
I enjoyed the way you read the text. It was very easy for me to follow and just enjoy the way you pronounce the words or where you left pauses or yeah, just very aesthetic to me. Awesome.
Me too. I have now like an O inside of me. It was creating space inside of me. And I see layers around, colorful layers. It is green to kids, and somehow in this all there is a depth which is going inside this direction.